Spaces of Remembrance, IES Columbretes Square, the Provincial Prison of Castelló. The Provincial Prison of Castelló represents a memorial site which connects the city with its past and serves as a reminder of what many of the locals in these districts lived through, especially given the role they played in the Civil War and the Franco regime. The prison of Castelló was located here, the old Seca de Tosqueya, until it was demolished in 1985. The building was designed by the architect Manuel Montesinos Arlandis. Its construction began in 1887 and lasted until its inauguration in 1898. It was a newly established building, boasting rationalist architecture in the style of the hygienist trends of the time. It occupied a total surface area of 8,120 square meters and featured a semicircular radial layout with a large yard and double walls. Ashlar, brick and iron were the most commonly used materials. Near the start of the war, the prison was raided on the 2nd of October 1936 by the Iron Column, a group of anarcho-syndicalist militias created days after the coup d'etat in Valencia. During the raid, which saw the authorities and security forces stand helpless in the face of the militias, over 60 prisoners were executed in a few short minutes of initial violence in the Republican rear guard that the government couldn't stop. At the end of the war, this would become a space of repression and death for hundreds of men and women imprisoned here for their political beliefs. The prisoners' terrible living conditions, the brutal punishments and the ideological and religious indoctrination they were subjected to defined prison life in post-war Spain, a fundamental part of the Francoist state's repressive structure, a tool at the service of the extermination of political adversaries and the defeated side in the Spanish Civil War. This inhuman treatment was constant in the prisons, with physical and psychological abuse, which in many cases led to the death of the prisoners, together with the outbreaks of epidemics such as typhus and scabies, and widespread malnutrition caused by the lack of health and hygiene measures. After the first years of mass executions, prison was a constant threat to dissenters and opponents. The provincial prison of Castelló would come to accommodate over 2,000 inmates in 1940, in facilities designed for just 150, demonstrative of a manifestly inadequate prison system, one based on the practice of mass social exclusion of the defeated, not only the prisoners themselves but their families too. From 1938 to 1946, hundreds of prisoners were shot dead at the River Sec, while others were killed in the prison yard itself, such as the 29 executed on the 25th of April 1940, in revenge and as a lesson for a spree of alleged fights and lack of discipline. In the context of this prison universe, it is important to highlight the double repression suffered by women for their political ties and their sexual status. Besides the two female prisoners shot dead at the River Sec at the end of the war, we must highlight those that died inside the prison of Castelló and in other state prisons due to the deficient living conditions and the policy of prison transfers, an element of coercion used over the defeated, which reminded political prisoners of their total lack of rights and their dependence on absolute power. This gender repression focused on morality, aiming to link political crimes with alleged sexual behaviour that was persecuted by the dictatorship. It is symptomatic that, despite having uncovered information about children accompanying their mothers, there is no record of their living, hygiene, or medical conditions, although from the testimonies gathered, it seems that these were terrible, as evidenced by some death certificates issued for children who died in prison. Thus, this site reminds us of the painful episodes in our collective memory, yet ones that are necessary to understand our society and to build a truly democratic representation in the face of other memories and histories that have been blurred by historical accounts and silenced for many years.